FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
This is Scott Dickhouse with Clean Missouri. Scott is this organization.
He's not with Clean Missouri.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to kill me. First Missouri. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Save me, please. I've got you with Clean Missouri now.
No, gosh, no. I'm glad Becky's there to straighten you out.
I appreciate that. You know, we had you on the Weekend Report a couple of weeks ago, and I think Clean Missouri was taken off the ballot, I think, that Friday before. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think that it was going to remain off the ballot permanently. I just didn't think that a judge was one was going to be political and get involved like that. What's your thoughts?
You know, I think we were a little surprised with the first ruling that removed it from the ballot, just because, you know, judges don't have a tendency to kind of get involved in those ballot measures in that way. But the first ruling was, you know, if people read it, very factually based. I mean, you're dealing with an issue here in Amendment 1, or Clean Missouri, as some folks are calling it. But Amendment 1, dealing with multiple subjects that are unrelated, dealing with multiple articles of the Constitution. So the first ruling was proper, but I was still surprised that we got the ruling in the first place. And now we've got the Western District Court of Appeals has put it back on the ballot, and we're ready to fight.
So is the process over now? Is there another appeal, or is Clean Missouri Amendment 1, is it going to be on the ballot?
There's another appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court. Whether or not they take it up and anything else, I mean, we really don't know. But again, this is an area, you know, ballot issues, where the Supreme Court has had a tendency to defer to the lower courts and defer to the initiative process.
Okay, for those who may have been living under a rock or maybe not have been following this issue as closely as they should, give everyone the overview of what Clean Missouri or Amendment 1 is and why it's so dangerous.
So it was a group of folks who came together with one real intention, and that was to change our redistricting process in the state of Missouri. And in order to do that, they put a bunch of populist issues kind of in a package deal along with that. And, you know, they put in there some, you know, to lower campaign contribution limits. And, you know, really they only did that by about 3% in order to be able to say that they did it. They try to, you know, take away, you know, or add to the amount of time that legislators have to wait to become lobbyists, and all these things that are popular, you know, populist reforms. But they put it in, and 70% of the language for Amendment 1 actually deals with the concept of redistricting. And right now we have a bipartisan process for redistricting. Even number of Republicans and Democrats draw the map. 70% of them have to agree on the map for it to go into effect. If that doesn't happen, a group of six appellate judges appointed by the Missouri Supreme Court draws the map. So it's a very bipartisan, nonpartisan process. And what they're looking to do, excuse me, Chris, what they're looking to do is they're looking to put the entire redistricting process under the control of the partisan elected state auditor. And give the auditor the ability, the responsibility to appoint a, quote, nonpartisan state demographer to draw these maps. And I you know, doesn't matter if Republicans are in charge or Democrats are in charge of the auditor's office. I don't think that we should put something as important as redistricting our state legislative seats into the hands of a partisan-controlled office.
So, Scott, this is Becky. This is, I know you've had conversations with lots of different legislators, and this is clearly an issue that only Republicans are against, right?
No, not at all. This is an issue that a lot of Democrats are against. In fact, my last week has been spent talking to Democrat elected office holders, Democrat, you know, I'd say elected office holders, Democrat community leaders, minorities in both St. Louis and Kansas City who are furious at this. Because what they're waking up to and what they're figuring out is that we are moving away from the standards that we currently use, if Amendment 1 were to pass, to draw legislative districts in a way that is contiguous and compact, meaning that they're, you know, they're not spread out over seven counties unless they have to be, and They're not, you know, kind of these long snake-like, goofy, drawn districts. And we're moving to a standard that is spelled out in Amendment 1 as fair and competitive. And that becomes the new standard. Now, contiguous and compact still remain standards. They become secondary and tertiary factors. So we move to this fair and competitive map. And what it does is it requires a large number of our legislative districts to be drawn in a what they're calling fair and competitive way, but kind of a 50-50 type district. And to do that, they're having to draw long spaghetti noodle districts out of the urban areas where the Democrat votes are you know, densest, and draw them into the surrounding suburban and rural areas. So the Democrats, the minorities in those areas, are looking at this and they're saying, if you take my 80%, you know, Democrat district that is 70%, you know, minority, and you draw that out, you know, how am I supposed to represent that? How am I supposed to represent interests like that? And vice versa,
right.
You know, they're concerned that someone out in rural Missouri could be representing St. Louis City. And it's impossible to represent a district that way.
We're speaking with Scott Dickhouse with Missouri First, the group that is against Amendment 1. Scott, all the people that are funding Clean Missouri or Amendment 1, these are all people that are from Missouri that are just activists that just want to clean up Missouri government, right?
Well, most of their money, you know, has come in the form of dark money. And we hear dark money all the time, and people assume that, you know, if it's money that you don't like, it's dark money. But in this particular case, this is money that people are going out of their way to try to hide where it's coming from. But if you do trace it back and spend the time to trace it back, you'll see that it comes from out-of-state billionaires.
George Soros, exactly. Maybe?
George Soros is one of them. He's put, I can't remember if it's $250,000 or $300,000 into the cause that we know of. And then there are some billionaires, liberal Democrat billionaires in Texas, that are also heavily invested in this cause. And to this point, they've put a couple $1 million into the pro-Amendment 1 cause.
You know, one reason why this is very important to African Americans and why this perked my ears up and why I pay attention is the treasurer for Clean Missouri, Amendment 1, is the state director for the NAACP.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier that with this ballot initiative, if it passes, that you could literally have legislative districts in St. Louis that reach out to the Ozarks, correct?
Correct. And we took, you know, essentially the proposed methodology for drawing legislative districts. We took it to a nonpartisan demographer. And, you know, he didn't know the district numbers or where the current legislators lived or anything. And we just said, draw a map. We want to see what this looks like, and we want to see if there are any anomalies or consistencies or inconsistencies or anything that we can draw from having these maps drawn. And when we got it back, you know, some of the legislative seats drawn out of the St. Louis area, and we're talking state Senate, which are, you know, the bigger districts. But you had a state Senate seat drawn from Kinloch Jennings, North St. Louis County, out west, through St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Warren County, Montgomery County, Callaway County, and into Boone and Audrain County, just east of Columbia.
And I can tell you, African Americans, if they knew this, they would be up in arms, because anytime you talk about in the city, when they're talking about consolidating some of these aldermen seats, yep, down to 24 to 12, or when you talk about consolidating St. Louis City into St. Louis County, they're in up in arms because they know that that's going to dilute black voting strength, black,
right,
voting power, political power.
We've talked to a lot of the African-American leaders in St. Louis, like I said, over the course of the last week. And, you know, what they tell us is it's so important to them to have, you know, those minority representatives, the senators, the representatives, you know, going to the churches locally,
right,
you know, in the city, in their districts, and, you know, being a part of the community and being plugged in and understanding, you know, the schools and, you know, and this is going to break that up. It's going to break up those communities of interest. And you're going to end up with representatives that aren't a part of your community. And that's not good for anyone. That's not good for the electeds. It's not good for, the people of Missouri.
Scott, we're about maybe 6 or 7 weeks until Election Day. This is a very important issue, kind of a sleeper issue, because our districts could be changed forever if Clean Missouri passes. Tell the folks how they can get more information to stop this.
We're asking folks, and I apologize, the website's down for a little bit of maintenance right now, but we've got Missourians First, all spelled out, MissourianSFirst.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can hit us up, reach out to us. We are looking for folks to get involved. We've actually been overwhelmed in the last few weeks with people reaching out, but I promise we're going to have jobs for everybody very, very shortly. I think this is going to be a very active campaign. I think it's going to be a very public campaign, and I think we've got a lot of educating to do, and I think we've got the Army to do it.
Excellent. Scott, appreciate you calling in and giving us that update.
Get more at 971talk.com.